USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Israel's pulling some troops back from the front lines in Gaza as war rages on with Hamas. On Monday, Israeli defense officials announced several thousand troops comprising five combat brigades would be moved out of Gaza for training and rest. The troop drawdown comes just after Israel's top ally, the U.S., approved $147 million in new weapons and equipment aid, notably without congressional approval in Washington. On Sunday, Israel's defense chief asserted it would still be a long fight ahead in establishing operational control in northern Gaza. Meantime, Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel.
Qatari negotiators are indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is just awaiting further details for the final negotiations. I'm Skip Kelly.
A bipartisan pair of Texas congressmen say the U.S. and the Mexican federal governments need to do more to stop illegal immigration.
We don't want Mexico to interfere with our foreign policy or with our laws, but we want them to do their job.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Democrat Henry Cuellar and Republican Tony Gonzalez both say they believe in legal immigration, but that the southern border is being turned upside down. There is a much anticipated list of names set to be revealed in the new year. The release, ordered by a federal judge in New York, could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. U.S. District Judge Loretta Preska issued a 51-page order approving the release last month. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Ukrainians are marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kyiv as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial barrage of the war. There are now at least 52 deaths confirmed since Russia sent 150 cruise missiles and attack drones at targets across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine did respond on Saturday, hitting a Russian border town with an aerial bombardment and killing an estimated 20 Russian civilians. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism that the United States is in a, quote, better position than any country to lead the world. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new side hustle, sort of. The actor and wrestler is now a partner in the United Football League. The XFL's merged with the USFL and plan to announce the teams and cities they'll be in at a later date. Another American youngster takes an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Lose was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead, he says, he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.